Death Row, The Final Minutes, written by Michelle Lyons, and read by Laurel Lefko, John Moraitis, and Michelle Lyons. The Walls Unit, more properly called the Huntsville Unit, was opened in 1849, making it the oldest state prison in Texas. Before 1924, hanging was the preferred method of execution in the state, and individual counties were responsible for carrying them out. But since 1924, every execution in Texas has taken place in the Walls Unit's death chamber. Between 1924 and 1964, 361 offenders were executed by Old Sparky, otherwise known as the electric chair. Charles Reynolds of Red River County was the first to go that way, and Joseph Johnson of Harris County the last. In 1972, the Supreme Court declared the death penalty to be unconstitutional on the grounds that it was a cruel and unusual punishment. But Texas reinstated it less than 2 years later and adopted lethal injection as its new means of execution in 1977. In 1982, Charlie Brooks was the first offender to be executed by this new, less dramatic method. Because the Walls Unit was built so long ago, the town grew up around it, and the prison system is the biggest employer in the city. The second would be the university, and even that has a significant focus on criminal justice. People come from all over the world to study corrections at Sam Houston State. They say that during the Great Depression, Huntsville was the only community in Texas that wasn't affected because they were still locking up a whole bunch of people, perhaps even more than usual, because poverty breeds crime. If you don't work for the prison system, it's likely somebody in your family does. Around Huntsville, you bump into people all the time who work for TDCJ, or whose husband or wife or brother or sister work for TDCJ. You see officers all over town wearing their distinctive uniforms, all gray, or gray pants and a blue shirt with a state seal on it. Stores offer discounts to prison employees and even cater to inmates who have just been released. When an inmate gets out on parole, they're given street clothes, and they're usually pretty crappy. But they're also given a $50 check, so businesses will offer to cash that check, and stores will sell cheap t-shirts, tank tops, and bandanas, pretty much anything that inmate needs.